happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, the grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you
there. You're listening to 89.1 FM WNYU, New York.
WNYU-FM, New York.
everything will be alright.
Didn't.
fighting. We need harmony. People all uniting. Time to be free. Fighting.
first cat. Thank you. to 1 a.m. Every Monday night from 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Thank you. Every serum fulfills feels a cancer, where every question expects an answer. My love for her runs very steep, 'cause she don't need the sun. Her love for me runs very deep, but she don't need the sun. When darkness comes, it tends to haunt, but she don't need the sun. If the sun was her shepherd, she would not want, but she don't need the sun. Where a finished polish needs a primer, even planet Earth has a vagina. For as long as I reflect on her, the sun shines through and through. For as long as she reflects the sun will need her too.
Okay, okay. Stop me if you heard this one before. Here we go. A man gets a knock on a door. He goes to answer the door. He looks around. He sees no one. Shuts the door, goes back in his house, whatever. About 2 seconds later, he gets another knock at the door. Opens the door, looks around, sees no one. It's like, okay, somebody must have planned a joke. Goes back in his house, whatever, he forgets. Another 2 seconds later, gets another knock at the door. Opens the door, and this time carefully inspects and looks around, and he looks down, and all of a sudden he sees a snail. The snail looks up and says, "I want to talk to you, man." The guy looks around, picks up the snail, throws him, and says, "Get the hell out of here." About 3 years later, guy's at home, gets another knock at the door. Looks around, sees no one, goes back in. Gets another knock at the door 2 seconds later. Looks around, all around, and sees the same snail that he threw away about 3 years ago. Snail looks down and says, "Hey man, what the hell was that about? Is that a good joke? Is that a good joke? Can I get a little something for that? Somebody, somewhere, a little applause, something? Do you appreciate my joke? Thank you." Somebody laughed. Anyway, I was watching the Aristocrats movie, and I really couldn't get through it all because it's so like plentiful on the DVD. There's like snippets and jokes and all this other stuff. But when he told it on the DVD, it was funny. So excuse my unfunniness. I guess my comedian career is over. In the background, I got Crescendo by Glenn Underground, Vega Records track, and I'm about to bring it back. Just like that. TCS, the Candy Store, every Monday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And I'm in the house with you. And first of all, first and foremost, I got a postcard from my man Kurt. And he is, I guess, traveling the West Coast, actually the West Coast line. And he sent me a postcard from Cape Foulweather in Oregon. Never heard of it, but the postcard is very picturesque. It's nice scenery up there, man. It looks like the wild frontier meets the ocean. I mean, it's just like trees and landscapes and cliffs. And anyway, he writes and says, "Sweet, what a place this is. Took a week to see what the rest of the took a week to see what the West Coast has to offer. The beaches along the coast of Oregon have large rock formations, really different from the Jersey Shore, I bet. The best to you and Big Mints out." From my man Kurt. Kurt, good looking on the postcard. And it's kind of funny, he wrote, "Kurt, I had you in mind. I was doing some spring cleaning over the weekend, putting records up in storage and all this other stuff, just to, you know, kind of just like start fresh, clean out a little bit, make way for the new stuff. And I came across this bag that I forgot I had, and it's a bag of just, and Rio, I know you're listening on your driving, you're going to love this. It's just a bag of TCS goodies from back in the day that we never given away. I mean, there's TCS t-shirts, there's CDs. I threw the candy away. We had a whole bunch of candy in there too that I threw away. And if anybody knows the candy store from back in the day, we always had candy up in here. So when a guest came up, they had to break bread by officially taking a piece of candy and eating it in our presence. And actually not even in our presence, but with us as we did the interview, or they, you know, guest DJed or whatever. So it's a whole bag of that stuff that I had to throw out. I don't know if hard candy goes bad, but this one was sticking each other, so it looked like it was kind of bad. Anyway, I got a whole bunch of giveaways to give away, and Kurt, I had you in mind because I know you were looking for a TCS t-shirt, and I can officially give you a TCS t-shirt, so I have to check the size on that. And, you know, that's coming, that's on its way. I'm going to send that down to you ASAP. But mints out to Kurt for that joint. I really enjoyed that, man. I like postcards and stuff like that. Wow, and I see, Kurt, you have the old address up here. And I'm wondering how old this is now that I see that you have the old address up here. Man, I hope it's recent. Or else I would have played myself. Just like I played myself last week as the Pride Parade is this week. I thought it was last week. That's because I'm just spaced out. And I went out of town anyway, so. But mints out to everybody at the Pride Parade who celebrated yesterday. And the first thing I heard when I turned on the news was about the Mermaid Parade as well. Didn't even know about the Mermaid Parade, but it sounded like it was kind of hot. So anybody out in Coney Island, mints to you for the Mermaid Parade. As I get into some mints that actually Rio should have read these last week. I don't know if he did, but since I got him on hand, I'm just going to give him another shout out again. It's hey, it's me, Jeremy. I want to send mints out to all the T-Cats, mints out to Jellybean J, Hector House Nation, and Christine Brundage. I think Rio did read this last week. And now a question, any upcoming events or giveaways? Much love. Well, I will have some giveaways. Don't know when I'm going to give them away, but I do have some taking inventory now. So I'll be on the lookout for that. All right, Jeremy, good looking out on that. And Roger, want to check in once again from Minneapolis, Minnesota. It says, crazy mints to whoever started off the set tonight. Actually, that meant last week, and that was me, as I usually start off the sets 99% of the time. Super duty tough mints, T.O., or 2TO in the TCS. Mints to Lady Pink, B-Girl B, and Deanna from Minneapolis. Damn it, I forgot his request from Vince Montana, the Rurals, and Blue Six. And it's funny because I did have some new Rurals on me, and I didn't drop it tonight. Just didn't fit the vibe, didn't fit the mode I was in. So I gotta just like stick this to my forehead or something and just remember that for last or next week. Anyway, some current mints. And this one is from, let's see, Yvonne, who actually was the winner of the Defected in the House CD. She won that CD, and she says, hello, T-Cats. I'm just writing to let you know that I received the CD from the Miami Conference thing, blah, 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 today. And it's kind of funny. This was sent to me over the weekend, and I sent that out like over a month ago. I'm surprised that she's just now receiving it. Just NYU mail is just so slow. It's crazy. They probably didn't even walk it down there in time. But anyway, I'm glad you got it. She says, received it today, and I'm loving it already. At least the first CD has my two favorite songs of the moment, The Cure and The Cause, which I played tonight, so that goes out to you, Yvonne, and Stuck. And Stuck, of course, is by, I can't even remember the guy's name. Pevin Everett, that's it, Stuck. Anyway, thank you again, and maybe we'll bump into each other at the boat party tomorrow, which is Danny Krivitz's boat ride. Mints out to that cat, definitely does his thing. Says, we'll have a fabulous weekend. Ciao. And Yvonne, thank you very much, miss, and I do owe you a reply, so no doubt, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Let me know how those other two CDs are, because it was a 3-CD pack, so I hope you're enjoying all of them, definitely. Aviator's on his way in, and I'm going to step to the back, take care of some business as he gets his groove on, and we're going to do it like that. Candy Store every Monday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m., exclusively at New York University Radio. This is how we do, me and my corny joke self. Need to practice that joke. I kind of like that. Yeah, I'm gonna practice that for later. And I will talk to you later. Look out for those giveaways to come up soon, real soon. And we'll do it like that. All right, T-Cats. Oh, mints out to One World Gym. OneWorldGym.com. Places keep me in shape for the summer, no doubt. Mints out to my nephew, because he's in town. Gotta get these mints in. Gotta get them in. My man, the X-Man, Xavier, mints out to you, kid. We'll run into each other real soon. And I got some new DS games for you, too. Should have said that, huh? Now he's going to be wanting and waiting. I don't know. Just running my mouth, telling on myself. Out of control.
war.
Unbelievable and almost beautiful.
If death is beautiful. Find your subterranean vault quickly, MacDonald. This radiation is deadly.
Hurry, tell Colt.
It's like a catacomb.
But it's cleaner. We have time to look.
Governor Kelp, intruders!
Ah, there they are. The scanning devices are still operative. So, Mendez, you thought me mad to maintain wartime vigilance.
Three lost strangers don't make a war.
You don't recognize the chimp? That's Caesar, the leader of the blasted ape insurrection. He's come back to finish the job. But I'll finish him. Battle stations! Battle stations! Seize invaders in our crime section!
We'll be right back.
You're listening to 89.1 FM WNYU, New York.
Mars.